I mean, everyone who is a minister of the gospel or attempts to be, or people who take it upon themselves, even if they don't have a calling that's truly of Christ, but of some other spirit, they all think they have the truth. So there's a lot of disagreement out there. How can you tell what's true? You can't. Unfortunately for you, you can't. It has to be given. So pray. And I pray for you that the God of patience and consolation would grant you to be like-minded according to Jesus Christ. To have that mind towards each other, bearing each other. Would that the weak would look at the strong and say, I gotta bear their infirmities, instead of judging them. But it's usually the strong. More is expected. That's why when people are out of line, I feel like it's my job to put up with it. Like if someone slights me, I'm the one who has to take it. If a brother sins against me, I gotta take it. Now, obviously, there's a point at which if a brother sins, you have to rebuke them out of love to suffer them so that they should not sin. But if it's matters of less import, and it's not really sin, but it's just like they're not, it's because of their weakness, sometimes you just gotta bear it. That's the way it is. So, receive one another, verse 7. As Christ also received us to the glory of God. It's God's glory that he receives us. That glorifies God. How did he receive us? Don't despise the long suffering and patience of God which led us to repentance. Verse 8. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, For this cause I will confess thee among the Gentiles, and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, Rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. That's Deuteronomy 32. I remember from the song. And again, Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Psalm 117, verse 1. The other quote was, Confess thee among the Gentiles, from verse 9. That's Psalm 18. These are all directly from the Septuagint. So if the translation seems different, it's because he's coming from the Greek version of the Old Testament, see. It's translated, I don't know. There's a legend about it was 70 scholars, whatever, but it was translated, before Christ. I don't know exactly how long before. It was 100, 200 years, something like that. Don't quote me. Again, Isaiah saith, There shall be a root of Jesse, and he shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. So there are all these prophecies. He's saying the Old Testament pointed to how that Christ, Messiah, would be the bridge between the people of God and the Gentiles, and the Gentiles would look upon him and trust him. And in many ways, the church became preeminently Gentiles, or at least the greater number. For one, the Jews in the world are obviously a minority. So if God's going to open up the church to the whole world, and not just to the Jews, well, that's going to bring them into a minority in the people of God as well. This root of Jesse, Messiah, he would rise to reign over the Gentiles, to convert them, to give them hope, and that they would put their trust in him. So, but Jesus himself, in his ministry, he was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God. And he came to confirm the promises to the fathers. He was the ultimate sacrifice. As I said before, as Paul was alluding to in his, all Israel is going to be saved. That Messiah is going to come with salvation for the Jews. As was promised in those Old Testament scriptures. He's going to come and save them. On the white horse. As a nation. So, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. That ye may abound in hope. through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I myself, sorry. See, in believing, all joy and peace come in, abounding in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost, etc. Your hope and faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. I mean, without, you know, faith is the substance of hope. You gotta have hope to have faith. Otherwise, what is the faith for? It's just not faith anymore, it's just fact. You know, it's what you have obtained. All things are obtained by us through faith. 14, and I myself also am persuaded of you. Same word as faith. Persuaded. I am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. I have therefore, whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. What he's saying is, look it. I'm persuaded that you have knowledge and goodness and all these things. Nevertheless, I'm writing this bold, because this letter is so bold. I mean, you think about the way I've taught these things. He's instructing them in the faith again, okay? And he's saying, I know you have knowledge. I know you have received the gospel. I'm just writing this bold letter to you because I have an office to fulfill. And I am making sure that you being offered up to God is going to be fully sanctified by the Holy Ghost, and I'm sanctifying it by my doctrine. And this letter is like that. This letter, you know, it helps them nail down their faith, just as I'm helping you nail down your faith by teaching it to you. And in that, I mean, I have whereof to glory in God, because I'm making your faith sure. I'm building up your faith. Just as Christ, just as Paul here, He's building up the faith of those, and he has whereof to glory through Jesus Christ and those things which pertain to God. I mean, don't glory in your flesh. What I'm glorying in is, it's like this, the words that come out of my mouth are glorious. The things written here are glorious. The Paul, you know, the gifts and the calling of God, I mean, it's just glory.